High water and lots of debris aren't the only things keeping fish wheels out of the Yukon River this summer. Rural Alaskans depend on subsistence to fill their freezers and root cellars for the winter. Local subsistence fishermen would normally put their fish wheels in the Yukon this time of year, but an historically low run of king salmon may keep fish wheels out of the water until chum salmon start running up the Yukon in September. KUAC's Emily Schwing was in Eagle last week, where she sat down with local fishermen.
July brings sunny, breezy days to the Yukon River. It's the perfect kind of weather for a fish wheel.
When you got your kid in the boat, you know, you're pulling up to the wheel, and you check the box, and there's a big king in there, and you see the look on their face. That's really cool.
Mike McDougall and his wife are raising six kids in the tiny town of Eagle. This is the last place for fishermen to catch Yukon River kings in Alaska before they pass into Canada. For the time being, McDougall has decided not to put a wheel in the water.
We just feel... With the numbers that are returning at this point, that if we were to take any fish, it would be under 10 fish.
McDougall caught 75 king salmon last year. That was enough to fill 12 cases worth of pint jars and feed his family for the winter. But this year, the king salmon run on the Yukon is low, record low. McDougall says if he does fish a wheel this summer, he'll be lucky if he even catches five kings.
What we get from the five kings is we're getting our kids out on the river, and we're passing on those traditions and those values and the skills that go along with the fishing.
Yeah, everything that Mike said 100% is the exact reason why we're making the same decision.
Wayne Hall and his wife Scarlett live 6 miles downriver from Eagle. They have one son who grew up working a fish wheel in the summer. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game estimates that approximately 100,000 fish make up this year's Yukon River Chinook run. In the 1980s, run sizes were three times as large, but numbers started to decline in the late 1990s. Hall says harvest patterns have to change drainage-wide if the Chinook run is to survive.
I think it's important for the mentality to take what you need and not what you want. That means voluntarily cutting back.
The Halls and Mike McDougall usually get together with Andy Bassage to work a fish wheel each summer. Bassage serves on the Eastern Interior Subsistence Regional Advisory Council as part of the Federal Subsistence Management Program. He says he knew the day would come when he might not put his wheel in the water.
This isn't the first time that a resource has declined. The one thing that has changed, though, since about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, was the commercialization and the dependence on the fish for the economy in up and down the river. And it's not just the lower river, it's all up and down the river.
All three families say they remain hopeful. Fish and Game has projected a summer run of chum salmon between 1.5 and 2 million fish. Currently, that run is on the high end of the forecast. Those numbers may indicate a good fall chum run in September as well. Bassage may still put his wheel in the water this summer to catch a few smaller male Chinook. He says he has definite plans to target the chum run in the fall. Reporting in Eagle, I'm Emily Schwing.